No, if you're a little sick, I saw a prescription that says, you know, just go to the Bible. It says He's the Lord that healeth all our infirmities. Amen. And it says on the bottom there, if systems still persist, keep praising the Lord. That's all you got to do, because that atmosphere, the devil can't stick around too long. He's got to leave eventually. That's right. So more Bibles tonight. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be in God's presence. Thank you, Lord. Psalms. So Psalm 1. Maybe I should have warned Dad, make sure he didn't read this psalm, but that's all right. I guess we can read it twice. Still just as fresh a few minutes before as it is now. It's eternal. There's any quality. It's always just as good. Oh my, you can just keep eating. That's right. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff with which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We're talking about the original has returned. Tonight I like to speak on planted by rivers of divine water. Planted by rivers of divine water. Let's bow our heads together. Just lift your knees to the Lord now as we approach His Word. God bless each one. Heavenly Father, we thank You again for assembling us here tonight. We thank You for being here, Lord, for without Your presence, there's no reason to gather together, but we know You're faithful, Lord. Your Word never fails. It's always the same. And when You said two or three would gather together, You'd be in the midst, Lord. You prove it every time. We pray You'd come, Lord. Bring forth fruit out of every Christian that's here. Heal the sick. Save the lost. Encourage those discouraged. And have the preeminence in our lives, we pray. May everything done in this service bring glory unto Your name. For we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Planted by rivers of divine water. Let me take a drink real quick. I'll show you here in a minute where God gave me inspiration for this service. This sermon, rather. You ready to hear from the Lord tonight?
Amen.
That's all it takes, a little bit of amen sometimes. You get a lot further with God than just keeping it in your heart, I'll tell you that. But the Bible starts out, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And I'd like to build up to the rivers of water here for a minute. Because if you notice, it talks about the ungodly and then the sinners. And I believe that that's really getting to your make-believer and your unbeliever. The ungodly, those that look like they might be godly, but when you break it down, you realize they're not godly at all. And then you have just sinners that just know they're sinners. And what is he saying? Blessed is the man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. What is he saying? Those that are around the Christian, those that have counsel to give you, those that know scriptures, but yet in their heart, they don't believe it. They don't receive it. They're just like Judas sitting right there. Blessed is the man that don't listen to that kind of nonsense, but stays right on the Word of God. Not those that say, well, we would have a good service tonight, but it's Wednesday and I'm tired. There ain't no way to do that. We're just going to sit in there. I'm just going to hope he gets done quick so I can get home and get to bed. That's the counsel of the ungodly. The sinner don't even get in the building. Okay, there's a difference there. The ungodly, look, let's just keep reading here for a minute. Not the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. That means they don't do what sinners do. They're going the other way. Don't you ever flirt with that. We are called to separation. Abraham was never blessed till he got rid of Lot. Jacob was not blessed till he got away from Esau. You have to separate yourselves from the things of the world, even if that includes people you love. Aren't you glad Jesus separated Himself to sanctify Himself that He might take our sin upon Him? Hallelujah. nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And I'm sorry, but too many people find real cozy lazy boys in the seat of the scornful. They've got everything wrong. You never hear anything positive out of people that sit in the seat of the scornful. This is why the song service is wrong. This is why the pastor didn't do this right. This is why service went flat here. This is why I don't have joy. It ain't my fault, obviously. It's brother so-and-so over there can't get their children in line. Seat of the scornful, and I'm telling you right now, you ain't blessed if you're in that seat tonight. You're miserable because all you can do is not find Jesus nowhere and only finding the devil. I ain't here to proclaim something I'm against. I'm here to proclaim what I stand for, and that's the Word of God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. Not just in the service, not just when the preacher's around. It's literally His love. He loves to be in the Word. He's a part of that Word. He can't get away from it. He's got no time for scorning. He's got no time to sit in the way of sinners. He wants to keep His mind stayed on Thee. Yes, Lord. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And we know that the Bible says that we are washed by the water, by the Word of God. And yet how many times do people misinterpret that? And I will bring it out of the message of the hour to say, well, I understand the doctrine. That's why I'm washed by the water. I know what Brother Branham said here. That's why I'm washed by the water. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if it doesn't go any further than that, if the Word is just in a book, if it's just on an iPad, if you just listen to it passing and it never sinks into your heart and gets quickened by the Spirit of God and begins to live out, you have missed the whole purpose. You are not living by the water. Living in death. We'll find that here in a minute. Brother Branham talks about that. Wisdom versus faith. Listen to me now. 1962. Rivers. What is that? The nine spiritual gifts. How often do you hear that in a message church? Ooh, got quiet quick. But it's the truth anyhow. I believe this. I don't necessarily have to, like I heard a man say one time, he said, he was praying to Jesus, say, Jesus, protect me from your followers. Because he believed in Jesus himself, but too many times we got Christians going off in this way, that way. It's the same for me. You want to go that way, that's fine, but God, thank you for the message. I'm just going to stay with it. I'm going to stay with what the prophet said. And he's talking about the same scripture here, and he says, rivers, what is that? The nine spiritual gifts. Rivers of one water, one spirit, one water, but coming from nine different resources. Rivers of water. Rivers of water that bringeth forth His fruit, fruit of the Spirit in His season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever He doeth, it shall prosper. So I'm here to tell you tonight, we could talk about what Brother Branham said Paul's three identifications were. First is that he stayed with the Word of God wholeheartedly. And I say yes, amen. If you're not all in on the Word of God, if you've got doubts somewhere, you sister think you might be able to cut your hair or to look like the world, you men think we ought to be able to cuss once in a while and skip church for this thing over here and dilly-daddle on this thing of the world over here. The love of the world is enmity against God. I'm here to tell you that's not going to get you nowhere. You're not living by the rivers of water. You've left the Word of God first, so there's no point. Even if the rivers of water came, there's no Word to quicken if you're living like that. So I understand that that is step one. We've got to get right with God. You've got to receive the blood. You've got to be cleansed. You've got to receive the Holy Ghost, which will bring the seed to life. But listen now, how can the seed grow? It's got life, but if that's all there was to it, why does the rain come down out of the sky? Why does the sun come and beat itself on the earth? If all it took was a germ of life, that's not all you need to get life. It's got to have other things around it. Hallelujah. Now we're getting somewhere. See, now I'm reading again. Some fell down in the valley there where these rivers are. And did you notice? I want to get something. What was done? It fell down in the river. It wasn't set out. He shall be like a tree that's set out, transported from this to that. And that was a question now. He says, no. He was planted. Amen. What? Predestinated. That thought of God before the foundation of the world placed him there. See, not stuck out, not by chance, but was planted, predestinated. What placed him there? To the rivers of water. His root shall not wither. Oh, hallelujah. Though he dies, I'll raise him up again at the last days. That's right. He is predestinated to be there. Not just by chance. He was predestinated to catch the word when it was sown. Glory to God. And she'll be right there when it sticks. She is there. She's planted. Not just stuck down. He's actually planted. That's right. A lot of different. Sticking a stick in the ground and then planting something. It's different. The seed was planted. It found its own root holes. When the water began to come in, break forth its life, the Spirit, it began to say, you say there are 9 spiritual gifts? He said, amen. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever? Amen. He still heals like He always did? Amen, amen, amen. See, He's planted by the rivers. Rivers coming from every side. Rivers of water. No wonder He can't wither. No wonder He's planted. Some of them seed fell over there. He can't die. It's right in the stream of life. It keeps producing. So here's what I'm here to tell. We talk about the Scriptures where it says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each to profit with all. So as we begin to look for, we talked about the bride's revival and things like that, and everybody keeps putting it off on something else. We're waiting on this church to get in line. We're waiting for this brother to operate what he does. And I'm just sitting here just waiting. That ain't the bride of Christ. She's planted by the rivers of water. Come on now. She's planted there where she doesn't have to run dry. She's not waiting on revival. She's not trying to get to this special meeting over here. And special meetings are fine. But people base their experiences off what they see there, and they completely ignore what God's doing day in and day out. Oh, can't get the Holy Ghost unless I'm at camp. Can't really give my heart to the Lord unless there's 1,000 watching me getting baptized. That's why you don't get the Holy Ghost. Because if you really got serious with God, it wouldn't matter if there was any witnesses besides the Holy Spirit. You'd be like the Ethiopian. What hinders me from being baptized? Here's water. I'm ready to get right with God. See, the bride is planted there. She's predestinated to be there. She is there because she doesn't need to depend on a ring. She doesn't need to depend on seasonal revivals. She is planted in a revival. Why? Have you ever watched that? Now look, it's not just one that happened to get on the seashore. This is something a man wanted a crop out of. And if you watch those plants, you see them dead everywhere, but there's one where they're still alive. That's on the riverbank. Why? Because it can get its roots down underneath that river. It don't matter if there's a drought out in the world. They're still pulling. They still got life. And everybody looks at them and says, what are you screaming for? What you giving God praise? There ain't nothing around here giving God praise. Why? Somebody sitting in the seat of the scornful and they ain't blessed. But the man that finds himself in the rivers of water, doesn't matter what else is going on. He's blessed. Why? He's got something to keep energizing his life. He's got something he can keep pulling and getting joy and getting love and getting peace. I don't need somebody else. I've got the rivers of life, which is Jesus Christ Himself, the Spirit of God that indwells my soul. Hallelujah. How does it manifest itself now? I'm so baffled by the things I hear sometimes. People don't believe in the gifts, or they don't think that we need them, or we're past that, and things of this sort. I don't know how in the world you're ever going to see a seed of God grow without the gifts of the Spirit in operation. See, the problem most people is when you say gifts of the Spirit, the only thing they can think of is tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. They don't realize that there's 6 other gifts that should also be manifesting at all times. Why? Because we're planted there. See, that's what I'm... Even with the gifts of the Spirit, the bride should not just wait for a revival and then get it one time and be done. She is planted there to where the water can keep flowing in. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body and subject to the same Spirit of God. The same Spirit that is anointing me to preach the gospel anoints you to speak in tongues. It anoints you to prophesy. It anoints you in the gift of healing. Oh yeah, the gift of faith. Come on. Some people, and I began to realize that I used to be very kind of judgmental in my heart to those, but then I began to realize that maybe God has just placed things in me that it's easier to believe than others. I don't know. The gift of faith just seems to take over sometimes, and things just get called out just the way it is. Why? Because I get out of the way. I don't try to bring my mental prowess or my wisdom. You've got to die to that. Wisdom produces death. You might not believe that, but it's absolute what the prophet of God said, and that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about being so revelated that you sit in a ski to the scornful and let me know what's wrong with everyone else. Amen. Too many times, that's what most people do. There's only about a few pastors, but I tell you what, most churches got 90% assistant pastors. And you wonder why the gifts can't move. You can't move in that. You got it all clogged up. If you're even in it in the first place. Because I understand that we can fall into those things, we can backslide, but the bride's going to find out she was planted somewhere. Amen. And she's always got water. She don't need to worry about this stuff coming this way, this wind hitting this way. She's got her roots deep. You can't get these roots out. I don't care what hurricane comes by, because it's down founded in a rock. Amen. You'd have to just blow the whole earth up to take her out. Hallelujah. Now we've got to have the right attitude about this, and that's what really creates the atmosphere. We talk about atmosphere and creating, and we think, well, that I'll just think real good and things like that. Well, really, it comes down to your attitude, to your faith before God. When you come to the house of God, can you literally see just Jesus Christ?
Sure, come on.
That changes everything. If you come and you see Brother Andrew, that also changes everything. If you come, as we said, see this brother doing this or this one over here, that changes everything, and you'll never see the manifestation of the Spirit that God desires, because I believe that miracles are just be so frequent that we kind of get used to it. I mean, not in a bad way, but that we're not shocked somebody got healed today. We're not all shaking our boots. Someone spoke in tongues? What? I'm sorry, it might feel like a rebuke, but it's just the truth. When the early church, Paul said, I speak in tongues more than any of you. People think, well, I can't speak in tongues, it's too hard. Brother Branham said, using the Message, my absolute, he says, no, you don't necessarily have to speak in tongues, and I'm going to say the same thing. But he said, I don't know how you can't be in that atmosphere too long and not fall into that at some point. Well, I'll tell you what it is. You think it's harder than what it is. That's what it is. When you think of speaking tongues, you think of something way off there. The same faith that got you saved is what makes you speak in tongues. The same faith that gets someone healed is the same thing that speaks in tongues. What do you have to do? Get rid of your own thought. And just say what He wants to say. You say, well, I don't know what I'm saying. That's the point. Get out of the way. Let Him say what He wants to say. You want the preacher to do that, don't you? Why don't you do it then? You know what it is? It's fear takes over. You say, well, what if it don't work? What if this happens? What if? And if your experience is a bunch of what if, I'm telling you, you ain't no rock of faith. You ain't planted by the rivers of water. You're planted by the sands of doubt, and you're in a drought dying. Hallelujah. Let me talk about the atmosphere. Brother Branham says this. Now, Christ meets with man. This is Hear Ye Him 56. In different councils. Sometimes He meets with man in great numbers. Sometimes He meets with men in small numbers. Can we say amen? You know, I just heard a minister say it, and I agree with them. You know, the small churches will rebuke the big churches, because if they were preaching the truth, they wouldn't really be that big. And then you got the big churches that persecute the small churches, saying if they were preaching the truth, they'd have more people coming. What are they doing? They're both wrong, because they're both seated in the seat of the scornful. Instead of just realizing what the prophet said, God can move in big crowds. He can move in little crowds. What makes God move? The numbers doesn't mean whether Christ is there or not. It's the attitude of the people that's in the number what determines it. You can take an egg of a hen, it's supposed to be hatched in it, and you put the egg in an incubator where there's warm light, that incubator will hatch the egg just the same as the chick or the hen will itself. Let me skip down, you all know that. It's the same thing in a meeting of this type. It could be possible tonight, and also probable it will be, that there could be an hour, or this next hour on that clock, that there wouldn't be one sinner or backslider left in here without being right with God. It could be that every sick an afflicted person could be made well and go out of here glorifying God. This could break into a repeat of Pentecost if the atmosphere gets right. See, the atmosphere to bring such results would be the Holy Spirit. If He can get every heart in one, then He could just move masses and heal the people, save the people, or whatever. He has died to redeem them, and every redemptive blessing belongs to the individual.
Amen.
Every redemptive blessing belongs to the individual that the Holy Ghost has come in. See, we put it too collectively too many times, and the prophet never taught it that way. The Word never teaches it that way. We are not of Israel. We are Gentiles. And God deals with Gentiles on an individual level. That's right. Now let me keep reading. I want you to believe that, Christian. When you got saved, God gave you a checkbook, as it were. And at the bottom of every check, it's got Jesus' name signed in it. And everything that Jesus died for becomes your personal property. It's yours. It's already paid for. There's nothing you have to do to get it. Just don't be afraid of the endorsement. Why? Find out who you are. Are you blessed? Are you the bride? Then you're planted by rivers of water. It's not here to doubt and fluster and wonder when the Holy Spirit comes. Should I do anything? And I'll just stand here. Maybe it's for somebody else. If He's moving on you, move. Why? Knowing who you are, I'm planted by the rivers of water. This is part of my redemptive blessing, and I only want to glorify God. Then you're in the right atmosphere. And God can do whatever He wants to do. But guess what? He's got no hands but yours. He's got no feet but yours. He's got no voice but yours. It's not time to diddly-daddle around. It's time to get in the atmosphere of divine water.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read you another one here. Now we want to see and place this before our audience, the supernatural 56, that God still is the same that He ever was. The people gets away from God, but God remains the same. His nature and His power and His desire is always the same through every generation. It never changes. It's always the same. It's the people that gets from God and not God from the people. They lose their faith. That's how you get away from God. We think it's when we sinned, as we say. We did this wrong or this wrong. The second you started disbelieving God's Word, you left Him.
Amen.
And usually it takes something like that to manifest before you realize what you've done. But if you'll be spiritual and get in your prayer closet and talk to the Lord, He'll reveal it to you here so you don't have to go out there and reap that wicked thing you sowed, and you save yourself a lot of trouble.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They lose their faith. God covers all space, all everywhere. He's omnipresent, so He's everywhere. And He's always been everywhere, and He always will be everywhere. But it's the attitude of the people that brings the results. That's the reason at Pentecost they had to go to an upper room and pray until the Holy Ghost came, because they got in one place and one accord. It's the atmosphere what brings the results. You believe that? Let every man and woman, every man and woman, get in the Spirit tonight.
Amen.
Let me read it now. Let every man and woman in this building this morning, boy or girl, come on children, boy or girl, get everything from their minds but the Lord Jesus. Oh my, God help us. I understand when you sit there and how the devil comes and he'll poke every other thought in your mind. Brother Andrew said this because of this. I got to hurry up. I got to think about work. I got that thing to take care of tomorrow. You cast that down. Think on the Lord Jesus. Think of that supreme God who said, seek ye first the kingdom and I'll give you everything else. Believe that way and then you get into a channel. Well, your mind fades away and the mind of Christ takes over. And it shows you, because you're already there if you're predestinated, and it shows you where you are. And when everybody else is in a drought, you go, wait a minute, I feel great. I feel water. Nobody else can see it, because it's not a revival for the world. It's a revival for the bride. And she can feel it in her feet. down in those roots that are rooted in Christ, there's water down here. Everybody else trying to get healed, going to this preacher, going to this special meeting, and yet we'll have somebody come right here, just lay hands, don't even pray, and they walk out well. Why? The right atmosphere.
Amen.
The right faith. That's right. And I believe, I praise God for the group I've got here that believes the Word of God.
Amen.
We're not afraid to take God at His Word, and that's why you get results. Otherwise, you're just beating at the air. Get everything out of their minds but the Lord Jesus. Now, not just the Lord Jesus as a thought. Now, listen now. And believe that He's standing present right now.
Amen.
We say, Lord, You're here and You're the guest of honor. But God, let that be a revelation.
Yeah.
That the Almighty God stands in our midst. And He's so humble that if you're not careful, you'll miss Him.
Yeah.
If you're not careful, the preacher can miss Him.
Right.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Why? We're all men of like passions, but we're here to cast down reasonings. We're here to not let sin easily beset us anymore, but to let the mind of Christ be in us that was also in Him. That didn't put up with devils. That didn't put up with sickness. That didn't allow backsliding to take over. Come on now. Get everything from their minds but the Lord Jesus and believe that He's standing here present now. And you'll see something happening that'll cause headlines in newspapers in the morning. That's right. It's atmosphere. I don't believe in joking from the pulpit because the pulpit's no place to joke. It's a sacred place. I'm quoting something from here. Mr. Bosworth, very good sense of humor. He said, Brother Branham, to prove that it's atmosphere, you could take a hen and put it under a puppy and tie him down and it would hatch a chicken. See? It's the warmth of the puppy's body that would hatch the chicken. It don't have to be under a hen. It can be under the puppy. It could be an incubator. It's the atmosphere.
Yes.
And that goes the same with service. Sure, people get saved in special meetings and camp meetings, and I got nothing against that. But it's not that that saved them. It was the atmosphere that was created that they dropped into and they could receive from. I got the Holy Ghost on a bedside. Why? The right atmosphere was there. It doesn't have to be in a church even. It has to be where He is. That's the difference. We have to be in the water. We're not here to be in a drought. That's why Jesus was a tender plant in a dry ground, because He still had deep enough roots. He could still get to water when everything else was dead.
Amen.
That'll show you when you're really a Christian, when you don't look this way, but you look this way. Because we've got roots all the way down and we've got a ladder all the way up.
Amen.
Everybody gets looking around this way. Yeah, there's a fence. You can't go too far this way because you'll be out in the things of the world. But if you just look up one time, you've got all eternity to spend time with God. Hallelujah. It's the atmosphere. Now, I hit on this earlier. We were talking about faith. But what is the opposite of faith? It's wisdom. It's using reasoning when you approach God. And the devil doesn't just come out of left field to a Christian. He uses the Scriptures. He uses quotes, but he twists them in a way where you don't get results. That's when you know you're wrong. If we lay hands on the sick and everyone just keeps on dying, I know what Brother Branham said. The Word's still true. That's absolutely right. But I don't think he would have accepted those kind of results. He would have, and you know, he did it one time praying for a baby, didn't he? He knew something was wrong. Because that baby should have got well. What did he do? He realized he had to go make something right. He had lied. And he went back and made it right. And then he got there and the atmosphere was set right without sin being around.
Sure.
Do we approach every service that way? Do you approach that door that way? Do you approach the door in your life, your heart, that way?
Wow.
Amen. It's the atmosphere that does it. See, wisdom will tell you, well, I know the Word. I understand. I believe Brother Branham was a prophet and things. But that's not the water that I'm talking about. That's not what you live on. That's what you are. But it takes something to make that life produce itself. That's the waters of life. And it won't be wisdom. It's faith that'll do it. I'm trying to think of what I want to go for sure. Let's read a few scriptures if you can tonight. 2 Corinthians. I'll just read these right in a row. 2 Corinthians 3. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise Your name. The worthy Father. 2 Corinthians 3. Just read verse 5 and 6. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, But our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Amen. Hebrews 4. I'm talking about when they have the Word, but they don't have the water to go with it. Hebrews 4, 1. Enjoy the Word? Man, praise His name. Hebrews 4. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. And we can stop there. Hebrews 11. One more. Now I want to read you a quote. Just taking a little bit of time here. I want this. This is more of a teaching. It is. Hebrews 11. Verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. As we read in that first scripture, it says our sufficiency is not of ourselves, it's of God. Not even just who I am in God, but what He has done to me after the fact. Because I have to know who I am, but I have to know what He's done with me since, or I'm never going to go nowhere. If you still identify, I'm hoping you're not an ungodly man. That's passed over. You're not a sinner. You're a Christian. And God makes provision for Christians. God makes blessings for Christians. God put a Christian somewhere where they can pull things that the world can't find. You've got to know, not only did God save me, but He's got a purpose in my life, and I need to walk in that. Hallelujah. We're not ministers of the letter. We're not ministers of just saying the word and just telling you how good it is. We're here of the Spirit that gives life to the letter.
Amen.
Hebrews 4, we know that the Israelites came out of Egypt and they had the Word. They had it right before them. They watched it manifest in someone else. But when it came time for them to do it, they had no faith and they perished.
That's right.
Holding the same Word that got Joshua and Caleb in. You think that we know the Bible? It absolutely repeats itself. That's, and the Bible said that was for our example because it's happening all around us. They'll say, Brother Branham did. Brother Branham did. And that's all great, but we have to be able to take that and realize it needs to live now. I'm not telling you there's another message. I'm not telling you there's another messenger. Just as much as Moses and Joshua had the same message. And do you know even after Joshua, they were still taking the land,
right,
led up just by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen. I believe that's where we're at. Joshua might be off the scene, but the commission's still here. We're not adding, take the land.
Right.
How can I? I've got rivers of water. My leaf will not wither. I don't care if I look around, there's a drought everywhere else. I've still got life because I know who I am. Caleb could have said, but my brother's dead, my cousin's dead, my father-in-law's gone. No, he didn't look at any of that. He says, we are more than able.
Amen.
Even if I'm 80 years old, I could still fight as good as I can at 40. Maybe even better. Why? He wasn't using wisdom. He was using faith that was watering the Word, and it brought forth a man that slew giants. Hallelujah. And got his mountain. Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Let me read you wisdom versus faith. I got a long one here, but I'll wrap it around this thought. It's going to be a little bit here, but you liking it tonight? Hallelujah. Then one day, whereas what I get to now before we close, one day, these true great sources or powers met for a showdown on the Word of God. Wisdom versus faith find their showdown fighting about the Word of God. Come on. One day it come to a showdown. Wisdom and faith come to a showdown. Jesus and Satan met. That's right. Jesus and Satan met. Now, both of them used the Word. That's right. Oh, brother, this gets good to me. Don't miss it now. Say, God, open my heart. Both of them use the Word of God, same Bible, but it won't work in an unconverted channel. It sure won't. It certainly won't. Both of them use the Word of God, but Satan used it from a head knowledge. See, a head knowledge, and it didn't work. You can have all the Word. You can have the Word. You can know the Word from A to Z, and it will never work for you. Have you seen men that take the Word and try to make it work? Say, brother, glory to God. It just won't work. You can't fool with the Word. No. No matter what you profess, the Word testifies of itself. No matter what you claim, the Word gives the testimony. That's right. And when people say that it's the Word, and yet there's no witness to the Word because they don't even believe in the gifts that were sent to witness the Word of God, can somebody please tell me a sign that God gives that's outside of the 9 spiritual gifts? You're going to tell me you've put in a testimony that didn't involve healing, or faith, or miracles, or God telling the future before it gets here. Come on now. What else does God do? We want an angel visitation. And God still does them. I believe that with all my heart, but so does the devil. That's no surefire proof anyways. It's that the Word itself, not attitude, not taken away from, pure, unadulterated Word, with pure faith to go with it, that makes it live. It seems simple, but I'm telling you, too many people don't have a revelation of this. They're looking for something, and they don't even know what they're looking for. They're just waiting for that one day where they're just a super Christian. And they just don't have any doubts no more. No fears, no frustrations, no trials, no temptations, and then we're in the Bride's Revival. That's nothing that the Bride's Revival is going to be like. The Bride's Revival is though all hell's against me, I'm going to trample them under my feet. I ain't afraid of a trial. I'll walk right into it and tell the devil who's boss.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. We too many times think we think the trial comes from God. God might let the trial happen, but He wants you to overcome.
Amen.
How are you going to do it? Get in the water. Tell them who's bought. Get a little faith in you and let it get anointed. Don't get away from faith. You get away from God when you do that. How do I know? If you've got an experience, and when you go to practice your experience the way you believe, and it doesn't manifest, back it up because you're wrong somewhere. Hallelujah. Because you can know the Word. It's just like Israel. They could have a man come and bring you just a perfect lamb. No spot, no blemish. He's exactly what Moses said. But I don't really want to kill him. So I'll just put him up on the pedestal. We won't make nobody repent or nothing like that. Don't worry about no gifts of spirit. Don't worry about the whole... Just look at this Word. Isn't this beautiful? And what happens? Death strikes at home. Because it wasn't the lamb that got you saved. Are you washed in the lamb? No. The blood of the lamb. And not just where you go and you kill the lamb and then you hide the blood somewhere else. That's those camp meeting experiences. Oh, I got saved, but when I get home, got to go hide it in the closet. And you walk, and they walk right back into the things of the world again. It's something different than that. It's when the blood ain't on the ground, it's all over you.
Amen.
It's on your heart. It's on the door. It's, Lord, wherever you want this, right here out in the open, that's where I'm putting it. I don't care, because you can't live a closet Christian experience. Come on now. It shows. Don't get confused. I understand you pray in your closet, spend time with God. I'm talking about the life manifesting. Don't tell me you've got a life of God in you and it doesn't manifest. You're lying. You're lying to yourself is what you're doing. You're living a hypocritical life, and it's time to let the blood come and wash you clean, repent of that nonsense, and get into the rivers of water.
Come on.
Hallelujah. You say, I got nothing to give. Nonsense. You did, and that's why God gave you the Holy Ghost, so you'd have something to give.
All right.
I'm just feeling good tonight. I don't know about you, but I feel great. Let me keep reading now. Now, Satan knowed the Word. He knowed it from A to Z. Well, you know what? I imagine if he'd have a degree, it'd have enough titles to stretch across 4 or 5 pages of paper. Dr. Reverend Ellen, Elder PhLLQD, all the alphabet in every way. His degree would be in that Bible. You see, the devil don't study others. He made up that stuff. He don't need to study it. He's got to go back and try to figure out the word that was written before he existed. Hallelujah. Did you catch that now? You were in there. You were there before he existed. He can't figure you out. Don't worry about that. His degree would be in that Bible. He knows every word of it. Sure he does, see? So Satan said, now I know that word. I know the word. I know what he know. Excuse me. I know what he know the word when he come to Eve. So he had it by head knowledge, but it wouldn't work. Jesus knowed it by faith. He doesn't require us to do anything he didn't do himself. Jesus knowed it by faith in the revelation of God's word in his own predestinated life. God completely came to earth the way we do. Hallelujah. He believed the word the way he requires us to. Glory, I hope that soaks plumb too into your heart. Jesus knew who he was. Satan was wondering. He knew that he was a predestinated creature of God, that God himself was manifest in him. It wasn't him doing the works. It was the Father that dwelt in him. Amen. Let the devil fly with all of his theology. Jesus, Satan knew it. He knew the word. Now he could quote that scripture, boy, just like a walking Bible. You met a walking Bible, they ain't got no life behind it, haven't you? No, the Bible isn't letter. It's spirit. It's where the letter comes off, and you know what it does? It makes someone humble. Even if they do know the Bible from A to Z, you don't hardly know it because they're humble. Come on now, that's all right. Now, he could quote that scripture, boy, just like a walking Bible. He could quote it just like that. But Jesus just stood still, for he knew where he was standing. He knew that he was predestined. He was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He knew he was that person, old brother. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He knowed that he was predestinated for that, and that's the way he knew the word. Do you see the difference now? Wisdom knows the word intellectually. It can quote it and spit it out, but that's not how Jesus knew the word. He knew the word because he was walking in what he knew it was, and it was reality. When he saw that the Son of David would come, he knew that's who I am. When he said the Son of Man would come, he knew that's who he was. He said there would be a Son given, Emmanuel, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus, by revelation, knew that was him.
Amen.
And even when he went to the cross, he knew the scripture. I will not leave my Holy One or let my Holy One see corruption. And that's all he needed to get enough faith to know, though they slay me, I'll rise again.
Amen.
Where did he get that? From Abraham himself, isn't that right? The father of faith. Many people think that Abraham was just going to kill Isaac and didn't know what was going to happen. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said Abraham believed God.
Amen.
And God said, in Isaac shall thy seed be blessed. And he was so convinced in what God said the first time.
Uh-huh.
And that this God does not change his mind. That's where Balaam got messed up. Isn't that right? He should have done what Abraham did, which is he said, go slay your son. But what was Abraham's revelation of slaying his son? Though I slay him, he will rise again from the dead because God promised my seed through him.
Amen.
He was fully persuaded that he had received him from the dead, so God was able to raise him from the dead. And that's why I don't believe he even hesitated. He probably told Isaac, you ain't going to feel this, boy. It'll be over before you know it, and I'll see you again because we got to go back. He prophesied before they got there. Me and the lad will go yonder and worship and return. And there was an alpha bride manifesting the word, but yet in the last days, the Son of Man would reveal himself again. It was promised, predestinated. And we're walking in it now. You believe it? That's how you have to know the word. Thank you, Lord. Let me keep reading now. He knew that he was predestined for that, and that's the way he knew the word. See, and it worked. Sure. Satan knew it by wisdom. It failed. He quoted the same word Jesus quoted. Same Bible.
He quoted from Psalms. It's written, Satan said, he'll give his angels charge concerning you, lest you dash your foot against the stone. They'll bear thee up. He said, and it's also written. Oh, see, Satan knowed it by knowledge. Jesus knowed it by experience. He knowed it by revelation. He knew that he was that Son of God that was to come into the world. He knew his standing. He knew he was born in this world for that purpose. And that's the reason the Word of God could work through him, because he knew what he was. Glory. Have you caught it yet? He explains it, so let me read that too. Then if Jesus defeated Satan upon the faith, knowing who he was, he was a predestinated creature. Are you ready? What about the predestinated bride of Jesus Christ now? It's 1962, just in case you're wondering. You believe the bride is predestinated? Amen. The predestinated bride of Christ now, the church, the word seed, with everything that God promised to put in the church, in it right now. It's in it now. Everything is in order. The Holy Spirit has been given. The seed has been sown. The evening lights has been shining. The sign of Sodom that Jesus promised is here in Malachi 4, a predestinated church. Oh, devil. Church of the living God, here and on the tape too. Amen. I say amen. I'm on the tape. I'll take it, Lord. Here and on the tape too. Do you know where you stand? Do you know that you are called of God and that the Holy Spirit reigns in your heart and every word of God is real to you?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, brother, how is Satan going to stand against that?
Yes.
How is he going to stop that from growing? How is he going to keep them signs from following it?
Amen.
Why? Because blessed is the man who doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful, isn't influenced by the things of the world, but has got his roots planted in the rivers of water, planted in the Holy Ghost by the word of this day. How are those signs not going to follow that man?
Right.
How is that life that was in Christ not going to manifest out of him?
Exactly.
If you plant a corn, you're gonna get a corn. I don't care what evolution came up with. You ain't getting nothing else. Why? He's talking about, or how is he gonna keep them signs from falling? And why? You could throw them in jail. I don't care what you do. They done tried it. They rotted in the jails. They was fed to lions. They were sawed asunder. They were jerked to pieces. You can't kill it. Right. A church that's predestinated. And those who he foreknew. This is where it comes home now. Like he did Jesus, he has called. Those he called, he has justified.
Amen.
And those he justified, he has already glorified. Predestination. Do you know the word election and perfection are synonymous to the believer?
Amen.
Did you catch what I said? He told Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. It's the same man that sold his wife off. You don't see that in the book of Hebrews.
Because
that's not what God was looking at. God never even saw that. He saw his faith. He saw a man that held on for 25 years saying, I will have a son. And the bride's going to be the same. She's got the same faith because she's got the same seed. The same seed which is Christ, the Bible said, is in the bride. And she's been waiting 50 years, but she still believes. Why? Because she's got the signs to follow it. She knows who she is. I was reading that earlier where Brother Branham talked about Paul's three signs. First was that he stayed with the Word. Second was this. Secondly, his ministry was in the power of the Spirit, thereby demonstrating the spoken and written Word. Why? Because the spoken Word manifested so he could actually, without the manifestation of the Spirit, he would have no rights to interpret the Word of God. Why do you think it came in that order? First Paul, second Paul, third Paul. Why? God identifies himself so that the people know that it's God there, and then he can explain his word to his people. Hallelujah. And there's all kinds of scriptures for that. Everywhere Paul went was signs, signs, signs. You say he was an apostle. He was a son of God is what it was. And everyone here has received the Holy Ghost. And don't you sisters count yourself short when the Bible says son. It includes sons and daughters because in the Greek and Hebrew, if there's one male included, you use the masculine tense. But there's still females attached there. See, we suppress the women in the wrong way too many times. I do, and sometimes it's the women too. It goes both ways, and we understand that. You stay right in the middle of the road. Woman, yeah, you take care of your home first. Amen. You take care of the spiritual home first. You don't worry about the things of the world, and the dishes can wait if you ain't prayed today yet. Come on now, we let that happen. Brothers, we do the same thing. Well, I need to get ready for work. I can't pray today. No, you put the kingdom of God first. You sacrifice all else. But don't get to the point where you're so humble, God can't use me for nothing. I'm just here to sit on a pew and warm it up for someone else to do something. No, sir. That's what's hindered the move of God for so long. Thirdly, this is Paul now. He had the evident fruit of his God-given ministry. See, there's three things here. That's what we hit too many on individual things. We need to bring the whole picture together. You get those people that emphasize the word, the word, the word. And that's it. No spirit to go with it. And what do? You get a bunch of legalists. You get a bunch of cold, starchy people that don't do anything. Then you get the other side where they say, well, we'll just skip that. It don't really matter because we're just going to, manifest the gifts, 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 gifts. And they left the giver way back there somewhere. And they'll shout and scream and maybe have this, but it won't hit right here, and they'll do this over here, and it just makes a big confusion. And they begin to say, well, I can live in sin, I can cheat on my wife because God spoke through tongues through me, so I know I'm still right. See, that's anointed ones at the end time. Neither one are right. The bride is not out there. She's right here in the Word. She's right here where she's got the Word first and foremost. If something leaves the Word, you leave it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's brother, sister, even husband or wife, as far as that goes. If they leave the Word, you follow the Word. Amen. If my wife said she ain't coming to church no more, I'm still coming. Yeah, and I, God forbid I even say something like that, but you understand what I'm saying. Brother Branham said if he cheated on his wife, as an example, so I ain't trying to prophesy or anything crazy like that. I heard that little foolishness come through here, but Satan knows how to attack like that. But the point of being in the Word is first to be right with God. Understand, we get right with God, we get the Holy Ghost, then we expect that to manifest out. But to one extent is to bring fruits back to the kingdom. Amen. See, if we just get speaking in tongues just so we can do it and feel good, it won't hit right. It won't do anything. But if we want those gifts and we want to speak in tongues and interpret to help a soul out in this congregation, if we want the gift of faith so we can use it for someone else, not so I can go speak money into my wallet. People teach stuff like that. Maybe not so much in the message, but it's still around. The point is evident fruit. What was evident fruit? Just what Brother Branham said about Billy Graham goes and gets 30 converts, so-called, comes back in a year and can't, or 30,000, can't find 30. Paul, God-given ministry now, with evident fruit, converted one man that converted 30. That's evident fruit. Not just the signs without the Word. Not just the Word without the signs. But both together that produce fruit. Herein is my Father glorified. Amen. That you bear just enough fruit to get by. That you bear much fruit. And it's some 30, some 60, some 100. We're not God to divvy it up that way. The point is, Lord, if I'm a 30, let me be the best 30 you ever had. That's right. That's the attitude to take is, Lord, if I've just got this little gift and I don't know a whole lot, but Lord, I'm just trusting it to you because I believe what the Word has said today. I'm planted by the rivers of water and I know you want to use me because you gave me the Holy Ghost. I'm here, Lord. I think our services get a lot further with that kind of a revelation flowing through each individual where there's no more guile. There's no more competition between gifts. And Satan's not dumb. He knows how to put a preacher against the preacher, put a deacon against a deacon, put this interpreter against this one. Well, it's just like football. You know, if I was a quarterback and I was second string, I'm only really jealous of one guy. That's the first string quarterback. I don't care about the lineman. That's his job. I want to be first string. Well, look, if I have to be backup preacher, that's fine. Lord, let me be the best backup preacher I can be. See, that's where you know where we have confidence, not in ourselves, but it's of God, because we don't try to coach the team. We let the coach coach us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read you a few quotes out of Wisdom versus Faith, and I'm just going to read these as little nuggets here. They're doing it themselves. They're smart wisdom. That's what caused death to come. Smart wisdom. Be simple. Believe God's word and live. Amen. Take your wisdom and die. Now, this might just seem like I can be in the gifts and the Spirit of God and things like that in the Word, and that's just kind of extra credit. No, I'm here to tell you, you either have it all or you don't. I am presenting life and death. If you're not planted by the rivers of water in this age, you will dry up, because there's no other water left. That's why this age has come, to prove who's the bride of Jesus Christ, because she's got roots beyond the world. Hallelujah. What did the humble do with faith? What was the fruit? It brought forth salvation. A prophet of the Lord who gave them a sign that the end was there. So you see, Brother Branham saying this, the seed word of life can't grow in that kind of an atmosphere of wisdom. It just can't do it. There was one more I wanted to get to. I wonder if I can find it. Y'all praying? Hallelujah. Oh, I read that earlier. That's right. Yeah, I included a lot of that. Let me read this right here and then we'll finish up. An angel of God, the Holy Spirit, coming down, moving, performing the signs that He did then. Malachi 4 promised He would send in the last days what He promised. And we see all of that right here. Amen, 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 amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Sure, right here in the last days, a predestinated church, knowing where they're standing, sowed with the seed, the Holy Spirit in the church. Satan, be careful. What happened? Just a minute now. What happened? With everything that's promised to it, even the promises of Malachi 4, what did Satan do when he met Jesus? He flew into Him with all the classical force he had. I know the word also. Flew into Him. That denominational dust that he had, he throwed it out unto him, but didn't have any light. Did he ever fly off? He come off a lot quicker than he flew on. Why? He hit that 100 billion volt wire there. He singed his feather. He come off of him. He come off him because that wire had volt in it. Remember, Satan had a wire too, but no matter how nice copper the wire is, it hasn't got no life in it. It's dead. She won't act. Same wire. Same church, same word, same prophet, same quotes, same scripture. But if it's not attached to the source, it's not going to be electrified. And how many breaches does it take? Just one. And you don't have a current no more. Hallelujah. She won't act. Same wire. One has got energized from the dynamo, and the other one has no connection at all. That's right. That's the reason it'll work in a predestinated vessel. That's the reason the Word will work where it's connected. Connected where? With the denomination? No, sir. That's a dead socket. Having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. But connected with the Word, which shall never pass away, and can produce the same power that He had. That's where it's at.
Amen.
Glory. Let's stand together tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I think I got through the most notes I have in a long time tonight. Praise His name. Do you hear the word of the Lord tonight? Planted by rivers of divine water. Christian, if you heard anything tonight, it's this. You are not running dry. You're only your face getting away from you. Because if you're predestinated, you've received the Holy Ghost, you were planted before the foundation of the world, right there on the riverbank.
That's right.
With roots clear Amen. Down in that river.
Amen.
Not pulling just some natural water. I'm talking divine water. The same water, I believe it. The same thing we live by now as Christians is what is over in that place. It's the same water. And if just a little trickle of it down here gives us the joy and peace that we have, what will it be when we cross over yonder?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads together. Sweep over my soul. 134, Kia F. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, God's wisdom is to just stay with the Word. Satan's wisdom is the Word would be true, but this is going to happen. Let's cast down our reasonings right now. Let's cast down our thoughts about it and say, Lord, Your Word is my absolute. I'm a Christian. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I've got something to give back for You, Lord, because You put it in me. I believe what was spoken. I believe I'm planted by rivers of water. I'm sorry, Lord, for doubting and letting me feel like I'm all dried up, can't pray no more, can't get in the Spirit. Pray you heard His voice and you can see, child of God, you ain't out there dried up. Your leaf will not wither. And whatever you do will prosper because the Lord's doing is in His people. Thank You, Father God. Thank You, Father God. Lord, in His presence now, every eye closed. Thank You, Jesus. Solemn as You can be in His presence. Hallelujah. What are you waiting on, Brother Andrew? The atmosphere has to be right. You create that atmosphere just as well as I do, just as well as this guitar does right now. It's about the body of Christ coming together and operating as a unit in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go gift chasing. Just be simple. Just love the Lord. He uses you. You know this. Just let Him use you. Whatever He wants. Doubts come, start praising. Fear comes, start praising. Start saying the Word. Don't back off. Don't take the defensive against the devil. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless each one. Thank You, Jesus. Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, I've done all a man can do. We brought forth the Word, and I feel Your Spirit here. I pray, Lord, that this wouldn't just be a dead letter, as You've made us able ministers of the Word of the New Testament, Father, which isn't the letter that kills, but the Spirit that gives life. Paul said, I didn't come in excellency of speech, but I came in power and demonstration of the Spirit. Lord, and I stand, how small compared to Paul, but I believe I've been commissioned by the same God to stand here, to bring Your Word tonight. And I pray, Lord, that this Word of God that's anointed by the Holy Ghost, as I believe it to be so tonight, would enter into the soul of every person that's here. That, Lord, the bride would awaken to who she is. And by that faith, by that revelation, destroy the kingdom of the devil. Use the gifts of healing, Lord, that I believe are here. The gift of faith that's in the place. The word of knowledge. The word of wisdom. Discerning of spirits, Lord. Miracles. Speaking in tongues, interpretation, prophecy. Lord, may that manifestation of the Spirit that You've divided to each one of us in Your own predestinated plan. We're not trying to be somebody else, Lord. We just want to be what You made us. But Lord, don't let us cut ourselves short, take ourselves out of the kingdom, say I'm not important. Let us find ourselves in the rivers of water. Soaking in that water that produces fruit that we can send out to help others. Let every Christian, Lord, with all my heart I pray, let us see who we are in this world. And once we see who we are, let us see our mission. Let us see what God has done to equip us for that mission, and that we can stand like Caleb, and we are more than able to do it. For you sent us, Lord. For every soul that's here, Lord, I know you know their hearts. As you've discerned the spirits here many times, you've shown us where we're at, Father. But you also said, blessed is he that doesn't see but still believes, Father. Grant to each person here, as I believe I'm in a group of believers, as you tear our heart apart of all evil, I pray, Lord, that we would let go of anything that's holding us back. Lord, for the Christian that might have left Christ and let some other love take over their life, I pray, God, you forgive them. Heal their backsliding as you promised and bring them back to the fold tonight. For the soul out there that's battled sickness, we know what happens. It leads into doubt. It leads into fear. It leads into confusion. God, I pray that you'll pull that root of bitterness right out of their heart, that evil heart of unbelief, and may they find faith in the Word. Not only be healed, but be delivered from their mind. Anything contrary to the Word. Lord, I feel your Spirit here, and I know you'll accomplish what you want tonight. As the atmosphere is right, I ask these things to all be so. In the name above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't make it a cliche. The Holy Spirit is here right now. Same God gave us a word of knowledge this Sunday. Spirit right here, right in the building. Thank you, Lord. I have confidence in your sight. There's many times I don't speak in tongues. Because I'd rather speak 5 words of my understanding than 5,000 without your understanding. Thank you, Jesus. But there's interpretation. I believe those things are all here. Praise his name. There's healing. There's deliverance. There's faith. There's miracles. They've all happened right in your presence. Don't make it harder what it is. You said, you seen a miracle here? Remember when Sister Sharon came up, couldn't even raise her one arm. The Holy Spirit moved on me to grab her arm and pull it up. It came right up. Don't make it more complicated than what it was. That man at the gate, beautiful, was just laying there. And all Peter did was grab him by the hand and said, stand up. And a man stood that was crippled. You praise him. You all look healthy. But I don't know. The Holy Spirit does. You've got aches and pains. And even if it's a frustration, don't leave that way, Christian. You feel that faith that's in this place. Harness it. Jump in. Say, it's mine. This is the rivers of life I'm speaking of that's flowing through this place. It's the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, forever. He's telling me to shut up. Let's praise him. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you tonight, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, respect him now. Put all your mind on him that he's standing right here. Oh, I love you, Father. I appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for being in the midst. Thank you for witnessing your word once again here in our midst. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, praise you. Don't be ashamed of tears. Don't be ashamed to shout and praise his name. Oh, you're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Praise his name. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, you're exposed. Every sickness can leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise his name. Thank you, Father God. The bride's revival right here around you now. Thus saith the Holy Spirit. Praise His name. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise You, Father. Just keep rising in faith, church. Don't get in a hurry. It's not even 8:30. Let's praise Him. Let's rise up there. Say, Lord, I've been down in the dumps. I've been an eagle landed. But, Father, I'm just going to keep flapping these wings. I don't know how to fly. Father, I've tried before. I don't know what to do. But I'm just going to keep flapping. Lord, send the wind to get my wings up there. Send the right rain, Lord, that I can get out of these clouds and fly up into the sky and stay out of the clouds and just set my wings and glide in glory. That's where the eagles belong. Where the rain can't even touch them anymore. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, it's time for a breakthrough in the Spirit of God. It's time for this church to come up another rung on Jacob's ladder. Praise His name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for what You've given. But, Lord, I believe there's more. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, to be like You. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah.
All through life.
Praise You, Father. Give yourself to Him now. Say, Lord, take control of my vessel. I've been converted. Lord, let the Holy Spirit anoint now. For the glory of God. You know, when the mind of Christ comes, church, let Him speak. Let Him do what He wants. Thank You, Lord. Oh, praise You. Praise You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Jesus.
With all your heart. Like never before, just open yourself to the Holy Spirit.
I only ask my Lord to be like
You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
To
no doubt, no flesh.
Jesus.
No more doubt, no more fear. Speak the faith that's in your heart. Say what the Word says. Stay with Me. I'm healed. I'm saved. I'm delivered. I am a son of God. I am planted in the rivers of water, the rivers of joy, the rivers of peace. I can worship in the Spirit and in truth. Who to shame? Praise His name.
My Lord, be like His Lord, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. I only ask my Lord to